comes sweeping down the plain.
And the Rosie on the House Arizona Hour, driven by Sanderson Ford.
Right, 60 years old. Can you believe that? Oklahoma, 60 years old.
And filmed in Arizona.
Yeah.
Not against anybody from Oklahoma. But if you've ever been there and you've ever been to Elgin, you understand why the movie producers picked Elgin over Oklahoma.
Well, you know, it's your grandpa's favorite musical, and he carries a little cassette tape in his car, and he still, it sounds a little different now. It's kind of worn, you know.
The region of Canyon del Or is the home to the oldest rock foundation in southeast Arizona and forms much of the Catalina Mountains. If you've not spent any time in the Catalina Mountains, it is a beautiful and one of the most majestic rock formation mountain ranges in the entire state. There's two state parks nearby, Catalina Mountains. Mm-hmm. There's also Oracle State Park, where you can take guided tours on Saturdays and Sundays starting at 11 a.m. of the historic Kennelly Ranch House. That's such a beautiful part of the state, and those mountain ranges are beautiful if you've not spent any time. Take a drive and go check it out. And while you're out driving, you ever notice all the different license plates that you see in Arizona?
Like out of state?
No, there's not one. You can always spot a Colorado license plate for years because it was always green. And for years, Arizona was always red.
The background
of
the
plate.
But now
you've got like hands and cardinals and
there's still a few of those blue cloud things with the...
Yeah.
Yeah, a few of those left.
Arizona has dozens of specialty license plates. Most cost $25, 17 of which goes to affiliate causes related to whatever that license plate is, whether it's Cardinals or U of A.
I think there's some veteran ones, too, as well. Yeah,
And that's actually the most. Right now, there's over 75,000 veterans' license plates. Cardinals are second with 65,000. Military Support Freedom has 34,000. Arizona Highways has almost 29,000. And it's a way that you can support local nonprofits that these organizations support. Those have to be approved through legislation, so it's not something that you can just go create your own.
Can't have like a Rosie on the House license plate or something like that.
No, but there is an Arizona Historical Society, one of the
I'd like that
least
one.
Popular ones, only 118 issued so far. Anyway, it was just something interesting. I still saw those plates everywhere, and I never knew the backstory behind them or thought much about it until I read the article and thought, well, let's share it with our listeners.
I like the ones with the message, and I won't give up till I get it, you know, when it's like a coded saying. Built into the numbers.
So if you do have, they call that a vanity plate where you put your own lettering on it, that'll bring you up to $50 if you want to get it your own wording on there. There's an old vaquero saying, 100 years ago, everyone owned horses and only rich had cars. Today, everyone has cars, only the rich own horses.
So you must be
the
really rich, Romy.
The stables have turned. Well, what brings that up, that pulled that out of True West Magazine, that actually has a lot of great articles on Arizona, one on the Cole Brothers and another one on the Powell and the people of the plateau up in the Grand Canyon area. But Clem Hellman said, you know, 50 years ago, we used to build block homes and have wood fences. Now we're building wood homes with concrete fences. And in 50 years, we're going to have a lot of really nice fences.
That's so true.
And we're trying to turn the stables back. We're trying to change that. And one way that we're doing that, our promotion team is at Marvell in Masonry. I'm sorry, Marvell Masonry in Mesa.
Yeah, that's a tongue twister.
And Greg's joining us on the line to tell us about everything that they have going on today and their newly remodeled showroom. Mr. Gonzalez.
Yes, how you guys doing? Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, today we're having our kickoff to our grand reopening here at Marvell Mesa Design Center. We did some upgrades and whatnot to the inside and some upgrades to our outside patio as well. So please come on down and join us. We'll be here from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Got a lot of staff here to help out and give some ideas to individuals who are interested in, you know, sprucing up their backyard patios, walkways, driveways, any ideas you need, come on down. We got plenty of staff here and a lot of our vendors and a lot of our top manufacturers here to support us as well, to give you some ideas and talk about their products as well.
And at 10 o'clock, there's a do-it-yourself workshop that y'all are putting on with Belgard and Technoseal.
Yes, that is right. Yeah, 10 a.m. we're going to do a DIY with Technosil and Belgard. They're going to build a seat wall with some structure bond adhesive, kind of show folks how simple it could be for you to build a simple seat wall in your backyard. You can use it as a divider wall, but nonetheless, it's a good sitting area, right, for entertainment and whatnot in your backyard or even in your front yard.
It's a great introduction project to working with Belgard pavers and hardscapes. You get into a flat paving surface or structural retaining walls, that's a little bit more, but a nice seating wall, it's a great starter project.
Oh, yes, definitely, and not too hard to do yourself as well. So, yeah, they're going to definitely show us how to get it done here at 10 a.m., so if you want to come on down to see how to do your own seat wall with some structure bond adhesive and with our Belgard reps with some of their products, yeah, come on down at 10 a.m. We also have a Mother's Day we're going to give a plant in honor of Mother's Day. So we have some plants here that we're giving out free of charge to every mother that comes by. We have some violets, star dreams, some full sun guaras, and some full sun lavenders as well. So as Mother's Day appreciation to our mothers in honor of them, we'd like to have them come down and we give them also a plant as well with also some discounts, some great discounts for some of the materials that we provide with them, with some of our local manufacturers.
1113 South Country Club Drive, which is actually north of the 60. Not very far. Just look off to the right. You'll see it. You can stop by the Rosie on the House Sanderson Ford Transit as well for a number of different promotional items. You can get your free home maintenance calendar, win a custom Rosie on the House 30 anniversary toolkit, Arizona State Park passes, Diamondbacks tickets. Belgard and Marvell are also offering 12-month no financing, same as cash. And if you can't get to Marvell Mesa today, you can stop by any of their other 7 Marvell locations in the state.